Lesson 2, The Plan of Salvation. Introduction. President Boyd K. Packer of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles instructed religious educators to present a brief overview of the plan of salvation at the beginning of each school year. Quote, "A brief overview of the plan of happiness, if given at the very beginning and revisited occasionally, will be of immense value to your students," end quote. This lesson provides a brief overview of the plan of salvation and focuses on the central role of Jesus Christ and His atonement in that plan. Note: invite the Spirit through effective devotionals. A brief devotional at the beginning of class can help teachers and students feel the Spirit and prepare to learn. A devotional generally includes a hymn, a prayer, and a thought from the Scriptures. Devotionals are most effective when students bear testimony and share feelings and insights they have had during their personal scripture study. Consider how you might organize devotionals so that all students have opportunities to participate throughout the year. Suggestions for teaching. Jesus Christ's role in the premortal life. As part of the devotional, you may want to invite the class to sing verses 1 and 4 of I Believe in Christ, or another hymn about the Savior. Begin the lesson by asking, how would you respond if someone asked you why Jesus Christ is important to you? Explain to students that in today's lesson, they will learn about the role of Jesus Christ in Heavenly Father's plan of salvation. Invite them to look for truths as they study today that can help them strengthen their faith in Jesus Christ. Copy the following chart on the board. You may also want to distribute it as a handout for students. If you distribute handouts, ask students to complete their charts as you complete the chart on the board. Please refer to the chart on page 4 of Lesson 2. Point out that Heavenly Father's plan consists of three main stages. Number 1, our premortal life, which preceded our physical birth. Number 2, our mortal life on earth, and number 3, our post-mortal life, which will follow our physical death. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement and ask the class to listen for limitations we experienced in our premortal life. Quote, "We lived as spirit children of our Father in heaven before we were born on this earth. We were not, however, like our Heavenly Father, nor could we ever become like Him and enjoy all the blessings that He enjoys without the experience of living in mortality with a physical body. God's whole purpose, His work, and His glory is to enable each of us to enjoy all His blessings. He has provided a perfect plan to accomplish His purpose. We understood and accepted this plan before we came to the earth. In order to progress and become like God, each of us had to obtain a body and be tested during a time of probation on the earth." End quote. From Preach My Gospel, A Guide to Missionary Service, pages 48 and 49. What limitations did we experience in our premortal life? Explain that as Heavenly Father presented His plan of happiness, we learned that a Savior would be required to carry out this plan. Lucifer, one of Heavenly Father's spirit children, rebelled against Heavenly Father's plan. He became known as Satan, a Hebrew term meaning adversary. Invite a student to read Moses chapter 4 verses 1 through 3 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Satan demanded of Heavenly Father. What did Satan demand of Heavenly Father? According to verse 2, what did Heavenly Father say about Jesus Christ? What was Jesus Christ chosen to do? After students respond, write the following truth on the board under premortal life. Jesus Christ was chosen in the premortal life to be the Redeemer of mankind. Explain that after Jesus Christ was chosen to carry out Heavenly Father's plan of salvation, He created this earth where we could each obtain a physical body and gain experience. Ask a student to read Hebrews chapter 1 verses 1 through 2 aloud. Invite the class to follow along, looking for Jesus Christ's role in the creation of the earth. What was Jesus Christ's role in the creation of the earth? Write the following doctrine on the board under premortal life. Under the direction of Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ created the earth. Invite students to think about the earth's beauty. You may want to display one or more pictures showing the beauty of the earth. How does knowing that Jesus Christ created this earth, and millions of others like it, affect your feelings about Him? Jesus Christ's role in mortal life. Explain that in mortality we experience additional limitations or obstacles that prevent us from becoming like Heavenly Father and returning to His presence. Invite a student to read aloud the following statement and ask the class to listen for two obstacles we experience during mortality. Quote, "In mortality we live in a condition where we are subject to both physical and spiritual death. God has a perfect, glorified, immortal body of flesh and bones. To become like God and return to His presence, we too must have a perfect, immortal body of flesh and bones. However, because of the fall of Adam and Eve, every person on earth has an imperfect mortal body and will eventually die. If not for the Savior Jesus Christ, death would end all hope for a future existence with Heavenly Father. Along with physical death, sin is a major obstacle that keeps us from becoming like our Father in heaven and returning to His presence. In our mortal condition, we often yield to temptation, break God's commandments, and sin. Although it sometimes appears otherwise, sin always leads to unhappiness. Sin causes feelings of guilt and shame. Because of our sins, we are unable to return to live with Heavenly Father unless we are first forgiven and cleansed. As with physical death, we cannot overcome the effects of sin by ourselves." End quote. From Preach My Gospel, page 50. Explain that before Jesus was born on the earth, an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream when he learned that Mary was expecting a child. Ask a student to read Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 aloud. Invite the class to follow along, looking for what the angel proclaimed to Joseph. What did the angel say Jesus would do? After students respond, write the following doctrine on the board under Mortal Life. Jesus Christ came to save us from our sins. What did Jesus Christ do that allows us to be saved from our sins? Display the pictures Jesus praying in Gethsemane, the crucifixion, and Mary and the resurrected Jesus. Remind students that Jesus Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection are collectively referred to as the atonement. What must we do to be saved from our sins through the atonement of Jesus Christ? See Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Jesus Christ's role in the post-mortal life. Ask students to think of someone who has passed away. After a few moments, ask, according to your understanding of the plan of salvation, where are those who have passed away? At death, the spirits of all people enter the spirit world. To add to students' understanding, you may want to invite a student to read Alma chapter 40, verses 11 through 14 aloud. Display the picture, Burial of Jesus. Invite a student to read 1 Peter 3, verses 18 through 20, and chapter 4, verse 6 aloud. Then ask, what did Jesus Christ do immediately following His death? Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 138, verses 18 and 19, and 30 through 32 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Jesus Christ did to allow the gospel to be preached to everyone in the spirit world. What did Jesus Christ do to allow the gospel to be preached to everyone in the spirit world? How do these efforts illustrate the love of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ for all people? Refer to the picture Mary and the resurrected Jesus, and ask the class, what happened on the third day after the Savior's death? He was resurrected. What does it mean to be resurrected? A person's spirit and physical body are reunited, never to be separated again. Invite a student to read 1 Corinthians 15, 20 through 22 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how Jesus Christ's resurrection affects each of us. How are we affected by Jesus Christ's resurrection? After students respond, write the following doctrine on the board under Post-Mortal Life Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, all people will be resurrected. Invite a student to read Revelation 20 verse 12 aloud. Then ask, what will happen to each of us after we are resurrected? Explain that the Book of Life can represent a person's thoughts and actions in this life, as well as the record kept in heaven of the righteous. Emphasize that we are judged not only according to our works, but also according to our thoughts, words, and desires. You may want to suggest that students write John chapter 5, verse 22 in the margin of their scriptures near Revelation 20, 12. Ask students to read John 5, 22 silently and look for who will judge us. Who will judge us? After students respond, write the following doctrine on the board under Postmortal Life. Jesus Christ will judge all mankind. Remind students that the ultimate purpose of Heavenly Father's plan is to provide us an opportunity to obtain eternal life, or exaltation, which means to become like Heavenly Father and live with Him forever in eternal families. You may want to display a picture of your family and explain why it is important for you to be able to live with Heavenly Father and your family forever. Invite a student to read John 3, 16 through 17 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what we must do to receive eternal or everlasting life. What must we do to receive eternal life? Explain that to believe in the only begotten Son means to exercise faith in Jesus Christ and live according to His gospel, which includes receiving temple ordinances. How would you summarize John chapter 3, verse 16 as a principle? After students respond, write the following principle on the board under Postmortal Life. If we exercise faith in Jesus Christ and live according to His gospel, then we can receive eternal life. Remind students of the questions you asked at the beginning of class. How would you respond if someone asked you why Jesus Christ is important to you? Ask students to explain how they might further develop their answers to this question based on what they have learned today. You may also want to invite several students to share their testimonies of Jesus Christ and His role in Heavenly Father's plan. You might conclude by sharing your own testimony as well.